So we now know some of the science of addiction, but what is it like to live with it? I spoke with Toby Peters, who works with the music charity Squeaky Gate.
I think mental illness is much on the streets as it is behind closed doors. I think it doesn't take prisoners, basically. And some people self-medicate with drugs and alcohol, and when they get sober or clean, it's quite common people get diagnosed with either depression or bipolar or schizophrenia.
And can you tell us a little bit about your experiences?
I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been dry and clean now for nearly 6 years, this October actually. I lived on the streets on and off for about 10 years, and I always felt that I was outside looking in. I always felt that I was different. My thought patterns were different from other people. I felt like a hermit in a crowd. And alcohol basically made me comfortable for the period that it affected me until it ran out. And then it wasn't so comfortable. And then I sobered up and I realised that, this is what Squeaky Gate does really. And I'm a great believer in that. Creativity, for some reason, it helps people to sort of connect to other people. I mean, I know people who are complete outcasts. They beg on the streets. You know, people cross the road if they're sitting on the street. They're complete social outcasts. And the sort of work I do is where people can use their artistic skills or their creativity to communicate, break down barriers, and people start actually listening to people with these stereotypical labels. People get acceptance and they listen. And they don't sympathise in a sense of patronisation. They sort of think, hang on a minute, you know, I've got a daughter or a son, or I've got a mother or a father who also suffers from mental illness. So it's sort of like, it's not such as a taboo.
And do you think that Squeaky Gate are providing a way of bringing people together to feel comfortable and to feel part of a team, but this time a creative team that's creating music?
Yeah, I think it's a really good way of community spirit.
There are my shoes when I sing the blues, and I think I need a yellow. See the colours of sin, match a feeling within.
It's a laugh, it's fun. And I think what's really important, it breaks down barriers for the outside world as such to come in and see what people are doing. And we're celebrating that the fact is we're not intimidated by labels. We're not, you know, take us what you see. And I think that's really important. It's very empowering. I think, you know, I am a recovering alcoholic and I will be for the rest of my life. Whatever caused me to drink myself nearly to death is irrelevant now. What's relevant is the fact is I choose not to drink. I have found people who support me and understand me and give me encouragement. And mostly these are people who have either experienced mental health or have experienced alcoholism or addiction, and it gives a way of people to communicate to each other.
So Toby uses creativity to help beat addiction and social isolation.